Governor Newsom is pumping the brakes on California's high-speed rail project.
Let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's been too little oversight and not enough transparency. Right now, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to L.A. I wish there were.
Well, that was Newsom in his first State of the State address yesterday. So what will happen to the sections that are already built, and how is the Central Valley taking that news? Francis Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, and joins us now for DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Larry.
All right, so to be clear, Newsom isn't pulling the plug on this project.
Although nothing seems to be fully clear, does it? He's saying that we should focus on the Central Valley first, as we understand it, and increase transparency and accountability. But he seems to be leaving a lot of room for interpretation. And some say that there's essentially very little change from his predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown's plan. However, Republicans are celebrating. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tweeted, "The train to nowhere has finally stopped." But by yesterday afternoon, Newsom's office has said he's fully committed to building a high-speed rail between Los Angeles and San Francisco, despite those comments. Now, as we understand it, there is one real big change, and that is that he's replacing High-Speed Rail Authority Chairman Dan Richard with his own Economic Development Director, Lenny Mendonca. And according to the LA Times, they say the only concrete near-term item that he's dropping is a commitment to electrify commuter train service from Gilroy to San Jose, which the state had wanted to pursue with any surplus funds left from the Central Valley. As we know, there's no surplus funds right now.
Right. anything but. So Newsom's pumping the brakes, but how much has already been built?
Well, this is the thing. In LA, it's very easy for us to sort of look at all this in the abstract, because we're not really seeing any physical manifestation of this high-speed rail yet. However, if you go to the Central Valley, there's a lot going on. And in fact, I and DNA producer Avishai Artsy went up there a year ago. And at that point, we met Diana Gomez. She's the Central Valley Regional Director for the California High-Speed Rail Authority. She's overseeing the 119-mile stretch that's currently under construction from Madera to north of Bakersfield. And that, of course, is on the route that Governor Newsom is committed to continuing to build.
We're constructing overpasses, underpasses. We have a trench. We're constructing bridges, viaducts. Well, all you have to do is drive along State Route 99 and you can see all of the construction.
So it was very much in progress. And I mean, the whole town seemed to be sort of turned upside down by all the construction. There was definitely a sense that people were really invigorated by the high-speed rail coming through. Lots of jobs, obviously, and lots of hope and anticipation.
So now with this news, how are they reacting in the Central Valley?
Well, we haven't yet spoken to those that were opposed at the time. We have, however, reached back to some of the people that were very much in favor, such as Leanne Eager. She's head of the Fresno County Economic Development Corporation, big proponent of the railway line, And she told us, she sent us this message: Governor Newsom's plan for the California High-Speed Rail project has not changed. He wants to complete the first operating segment from Bakersfield to Merced. And then as soon as additional funds are located, he will finalize the northern section. He understands, she said, the importance of the valley-to-valley connection. Now, as we understand it, valley-to-valley is not really what everybody's excited about. They most definitely want valley-to-Bay Area, valley-to-Southland connection, for a whole bunch of economic reasons. And there's many, but one of them is that the Central Valley was looking to become a bit of a, I think, commuter belt. You know, that housing costs in the north and the south are so expensive that one of the outcomes of high-speed rail was possibly going to be people moving into the Central Valley to then reach the posts at either end.
So a lot still to be worked out, it sounds.
A lot still to be worked out.
I guess we'll have to see how it all plays out. Francis Anderton, DNA on ATC. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Larry.